doesn't need to be the first thing you remember, but it's a thing you have to remember. 51 trillion. That's the amount of wealth that the top 1% has stolen from the bottom 90% from 1981 to 2021. Shameful, and Republicans, the MAGAs in Congress just want to make it worse. We've been talking about that all hour. I think I'm going to do this frequently because it's this bad. This is not a drill. We've got to get this right. Your input, your discussion, welcome. We're then going to turn. I want to give everybody on the lines a chance to get their two cents. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Then we're going to turn to some of the craziness that's happening in the congressional hearings today. Did you hear Pocan decimate RFK, or at least make him admit that he would vaccinate his kids? Today, we're going to get to all that. Christy Gnome, Ice Barbie, not having a good day in Congress. We're going to get to all that. But your comments before we close out today's lengthy discussion of income, wealth, inequality, and why the Trump administration does not care about you unless you can cut a major donor check, unless your household income is well above $500,000 a year. Why the package that the House Ways and Means Committee approved last night will only make the screwing of the middle class and the working poor so much worse. The top 1% will take 80% of the benefit of the tax cuts, and the poorest among us, the working poor in this country, will actually see their real take-home incomes go down. If you want to know how a tax cut actually makes the take-home income of the poorest working folks around us and in our communities go down, it's because they're getting rid of all of the tax incentives that actually work for middle-class families, like the child tax credit, like the state and local tax credit, like the insurance, the medical insurance premium tax credit. They're doing this while they're gutting Medicaid, the biggest cut ever conceived in the history of the United States to Medicaid, the biggest cut to emergency food assistance programs. It is immoral. That is not per me. That is not per Maggie. That is according to Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican, who said that from Missouri. Jack from Merrimack, thank you so much for your patience, sir. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Thank you, Maggie. Three things. First of all, I ask conservatives, how much is enough? And I never really get a straight answer. Mostly the answer is, but they earned it. But we know that's often not. It's generational. Or in a lot of cases now, earned by avoiding taxes on so-called unrealized income, which, of course, is real money. And of course, it avoids taxes on inheritance, unless it's actually taken out of the investments, too, if I understand this right.
Yes.
Secondly, we can solve the deficit. Now, I don't have a source on this anymore, but I've read, and you'll like the statistics, I've read that a graduated wealth tax starting at 2% on those with $30 million and going up to 5% for billionaires would raise about $2 trillion, and that's enough to remove the deficit and strongly start paying down the debt. And yeah, those folks, they're not going to see any change in their lifestyle. Give me a break.
Jack, I love this one because Trump has said that. I've heard this one. Like, if it's not trickle down, it's they earned it, even though that's really not true. And even if it is true, then tax the dollar earned from wealth just like you tax the dollar earned from work, since they're both earned. One's actually earned through work. The other one's earned by sitting on your butt. But the next thing that you often hear from conservatives, oh my gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. It's not trickle down. It's the, they earned it. Oh, and some of the estate tax piece of it is always so befuddling to me. We have the lowest estate tax rate, and it only applies to dollars over $27 million. And I get to the place that you do, Jack, where it's like, well, if they can leave $1 trillion to their heirs, do we get to tax the trillion and first dollar at 100%? Like, where is the enough is enough? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And you had a third point.
Yep,
go ahead, sir.
Yep. Finally, we can't lose sight of it. I don't believe the MAGA party can keep anything like a congressional majority in 2026. If there's a legitimate election. And I am convinced the next election will either be canceled for some spurious reason, or it'll be rigged with things like the so-called SAVE Act, my opinion. It stands for Suppress Americans' Voting Eligibility.
Yes, it does.
So that enough of us will be disenfranchised, there won't even be a real election. We've got to watch out for this and stop it if we can. And that's my real concern at this point.
Yeah, I hear you, Jack. It is dangerous times these. Dan from Wausau on the text line from WAUK saying they can't compete in the long run unless the rules are changed for fairness. He's talking about small businesses, not creating for exploding wealth for mega corporations and the ultra, ultra, ultra wealthy. I agree with you 110%. Dan, Steve from Milwaukee chiming in. Thank you so much. Patrick from the 608. I see you, brother. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ollie from the Northwoods, you've been very patient. Thank you. What do you got for us?
Well, I have 3 points to that I think every listener should know about today. One is, while Trump takes food out of our kids' and poor and elderly's pocket, he's in the Middle East at a banquet. And while he takes money from our pockets, he's in the Middle East lining his pocket. Mm. And small businesses are suffering while big CEOs travel with Trump to the Middle East to get favors for themselves and their businesses. People need to speak, pay attention, and speak out.
Amen, Ali, from your lips to every listener's ears. Speak up. Now is the time. This is not a drill. It matters. He is robbing you blind. He does not care about you. What he wants you to be distracted by is all of the culture war stuff so that you aren't actually looking at the Congressional Budget Office's nonpartisan distributional analysis, which shows that everything that they're doing in Congress is benefiting the wealthiest among us while screwing everybody else. Yes, the economic anxiety that the Trump voter felt this past year was in good faith. That is a true thing. He just directed their anxiety and fear at who? I mean, this is the thing that boggles the mind. The dear Trump voter, do you really think that the reason you feel such economic fear is because it's women, black folks, the gays, and the immigrants that have been screwing your family out of their economic security? Those are the people that have their boot on your neck? Or, if we're being honest here, is it more likely that it's the kleptocracy, that it's the billionaires and the 100 millionaires, that it's our corporate overlords? Which one, if you're being honest, is more likely? Hint, it's the freaking billionaire class. The tax the rich. The rich need to pay their fair share. I'm sick of it. Dale from Wausau, thanks for waiting, sir. What you got for us?
Oh, thanks, Maggie. This trickle-down theory is just another of thousands of lies by Republicans. We all have to vote in any elections, from local to state to federal elections. That is the only way that we can get rid of, vote out this inhumane Republican filth and what they are doing. And our country is just going down the drain here with Republicans. It's just frightening. It's inhumane.
I couldn't agree with you more. Vote, vote, vote. Call them, call them, call them. Call your congresspeople. We're going to have every single congressperson's phone number in our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. Or if you subscribe to my show on Apple Pods or Spotify, you can see our show notes there as well. L.A. Tom, thanks for waiting. You're up next. What you got for us?
Hey, Maggie. First, that $51 trillion that you were talking about, remember this too. 51 million jobs have actually been created since Bill Clinton, and 50 million were created by Democrats, and 1 million were created by Republicans. So that also can go along with your 51 that you have there. Everyone, make sure you go to 5 calls on your app, on your Apple app, and or Amber, I'm sorry, the other phone.
The Androids. Yes. Go get the five calls. Download the app so that you can easily and efficiently call your congresspeople every day to say no to the giveaways to the ultra wealthy and mega corporations. Did you want to say anything else, Tom, before I let you go?
You know what? I just want to say that we need to distinguish the difference between small business, because that's what the Republicans try to do when they talk about small business. They're not talking about mom and pop independent retailers. And last, I think we all need to follow FDR's playbook, since Donald Trump is following Hitler's playbook.
Mm. Deep thoughts from LA Tom. You take care of yourself out there, brother. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Conservatives, women, vets, and first-time callers go to the front of the line. Let's take some of the sound from the hearings today, because, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This almost needs no introduction. This is Congressman Mark Pocan of this, our great state of Wisconsin, asking RFK Jr. about the measles vaccine. Let's take a listen.
Something that might be helpful is, you've previously said you've vaccinated your children. Just because I think this is a helpful answer, and this isn't a gotcha, I promise. If you had a child today, would you vaccinate that child for measles?
For measles? Probably for measles. What I would say is, my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant. I have directed Jay Bhattacharya.
Sure. No, like I said, I don't want to.
So that everybody can make that decision. But I don't want to seem like I'm being evasive.
Yeah.
But I don't think people should be taking advice, medical advice from me.
Right. No, I got that. And I'm not asking you to give them medical advice, but would you vaccinate your child for measles?
I think if I answer that question directly, that it will seem like I'm giving advice to other people, and I don't want to be doing that. I want people to make
But that's kind of your jurisdiction, because CDC does give advice, right?
I'm not trying to do as a gotcha. Oh, my God. Let's recap here. Quote, my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant. Don't take medical advice to me. Don't take medical advice from me. It's not my job to give medical advice. Pocan's response, yes. That's literally your job as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You cannot make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't so dangerous, it would be downright comedic every day. But it is existential. How long's cut 22? Because I want to get to the gnome. Oh, that one's the super long one. All right. We're going to set this up. We're going to take it when we come back, because Christy Gnome... No one's home. It's bad. We're going to take that sound when we get back. Oh, and you know that little problem where congresspeople basically engage in insider trading on companies because they have access to privileged information because they sit on these congressional committees, and basically all Americans think we should make that illegal? I'll give you one guess. Which congressman doesn't think that should be illegal because, Congress people haven't gotten a raise in a while? I'm going to drop that sound on you next. Don't go anywhere. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.